Hello everyone,
you're welcome to today's segment. Today's theme is courage, resilience and strength, and the Bible reference is from 1 Samuel 4 verse 9. Be strong and quit yourselves like men, O ye Philistines, that ye be not servants unto the Hebrews as they have been to you. Quit yourselves like men and fight. In 1 Samuel 4:1-9, the Israelites faced the Philistines in battle and suffered a defeat, losing about 4,000 men. Troubled, the elders of Israel decided to bring the Ark of the Covenant from Shiloh, hoping it would save them from the enemies. As the Ark arrived, there was a great shout, and the Philistines, hearing it, became afraid. They expressed concern about facing the mighty God of the Hebrews, but in response, the Philistine leaders urged their people, "Be strong and quit yourselves like men, O ye Philistines, that ye be not servants unto the Hebrews as they have been to you. Quit yourselves like men and fight." The phrase "quit yourselves like men" in this context means to be a man or act like a man. With this instruction, they encourage themselves to demonstrate qualities of strength, courage and resilience in the face of challenges or adversities. They went out and fought more fiercely, ultimately defeating the Israelites. In 1 Kings 2 verse 2, David, in his final days, charged Solomon, saying, "I go to the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man." It's quite interesting that David instructs Solomon to show himself as a king or a prince, even though Solomon was crowned king. Instead, the emphasis was in demonstrating qualities of leadership and strength. Since David himself was a man of war, he encouraged Solomon to be strong and courageous, resilient in the face of adversity. In the New Testament, Paul made a similar call when he exhorted God's people in 1 Corinthians 16 verse 13, saying, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong." The phrase "quit you like men" is a specific expression urging the Corinth Christians to embody qualities associated with leadership, resilience and strength. It's essential to note that the expression isn't addressing gender, but rather emphasizes the virtues of courage and resilience in the context of faith and steadfastness. For further study, read 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58, Joshua 1 verse 9, and Joshua 1 verse 7. If you are continuing the Bible, Judges 1 to 2, the Wire Bible Reading Plan, and Luke 11, 1 to 13. If you are continuing the Bible in 2 years, Psalm 109 and Romans 8, 1 to 11. Hallelujah. Can you take the confession after me? I'm full of courage, resilience, and strength. I'm strengthened to stand firm in faith and produce a legacy of leadership in my family, community, nation, and beyond. In Jesus' name. Resilience and strength. I love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll speak to you. Bye bye.